Will e-readers ever completely supplant physical books? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Lurz, assistant professor of English at Tufts University, explores the physicality of books.
Given the recent rise of electronic readers like Apple's iPad or Amazon's Kindle, what is it about the book that makes some of us want to hold on to what might seem like an outdated media form? I've been looking at the way the literary works produced in the early 20th century, which witnessed the rise of film as a challenge to the book's culture monopoly, had a few things to say about what makes books special. For instance, consider Marcel Proust's famous seven-volume novel In Search of Lost Time, which was published between 1913 and 1927. The lengthy narrative ends with an account of the book the narrator will write to recapture the lost time of the title. These descriptions actually sketch out the way that Proust constructed his novel and illustrate the extent to which the format of the book aided in this composition. As World War I kept him from publishing further installments of the novel, Proust expanded his work by pasting pieces of paper to the top, sides, and bottom of his notebook pages when he wanted to add further description or narration to particular moments. As the war dragged on, these additions grew into long ribbons of paper, some of which extended 6 feet beyond the notebook's covers. Looking back at these manuscripts, which are housed in the National Library in Paris, we can not only trace the process by which Proust wrote one of the 20th century's greatest novels, but we can see how the paper, glue, and ink of the book itself work to record the time Proust spent laboring over it. When we shut down our iPads, the text we were reading disappears. But when we close our books, they still remain, their broken spines, dog-eared pages, and coffee-stained covers indicating the time we have lost to our reading.
That was John Lurz of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.